The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Now, it's going to be a wild ride, folks, between now and November. It is going to be crazy, crazy, loony, wild, insane, hysterical, not in the good sense, in the bad sense, between now and November. Listen to this. Attorney General Barr targeted by House Democrats' impeachment resolution. Are you serious? We're going to try to do the impeachment thing again? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch for an impeachment resolution against the president sometime. I would say I'm going to predict mid-September. The Democrats are going to try to impeach Trump again. Yeah, it didn't help last time. And the only thing it did was raise the president's positive numbers, poll numbers. This is sponsored by U.S. Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee. This guy's a nut job. He's the guy that, you remember the impeachment proceedings? He brought in a big tub of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember that? And he sat there in the impeachment proceedings. One of the most solemn things that could ever happen in our government. Had a big bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and he ate it because he thought that Attorney General Barr was too chicken to come and testify. And so he pulls a circus stunt to try to bring attention to himself. Honestly, and I'm being absolutely honest, how some of these people get elected and reelected. How do people reelect Nancy Pelosi? No, I'm not being facetious. I'm really not. I'm being serious. Maxine Waters, how does she get reelected? But anyway. Quote, today I introduce House Resolution 1032, which would authorize an impeachment inquiry into Attorney General Barr. He has politicized the DOJ, undermined the rule of law, abused his power, obstructed justice, and violated the First Amendment. He is not fit to be Attorney General. Okay. Now, what do other Democrats say? Nancy Pelosi, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, said, quote, at this point, let's solve our problems by going to the polls and voting on Election Day. Jerry Nadler, who is one of the nuttiest members of Congress, similarly called a Barr impeachment offer, quote, a waste of time. Although an impeachment would be a waste of time, according to Nadler. Although last week he said that his committee very well may seek to remove Barr. So not impeach him, just remove him. Seriously, folks. We have not seen anything in American politics that can compare to the absolute lunacy that we're going to see between now and November. Donald Trump is going to be portrayed as the devil himself. Well, probably not. He'll be portrayed as worse than the devil himself. There will be one conspiracy after another. There will be one suggested imaginary scandal after another. Please, please, please just assume you're going to hear Russia, 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 between now and November. You're going to see it in the New York Times, Russia, Russia, Russia. You're going to see it in the Los Angeles Times, Russia, Russia, Russia. You're going to see it in the Washington Post, Russia, 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 between now and November. It's going to get insane. I only hope it backfires and the American people see through it. For instance, today I watched a little bit of the press conference from the White House. And if you have not heard, the New York Times, I think it was 2 days ago, broke a story that the government of Russia was putting bounties on American troops in, I think, Afghanistan. They were paying people to assassinate and kill American troops. And the New York Times said Donald Trump knew all about it and didn't do anything about it. He didn't confront Russia. So in other words, he basically approved of the Russian government trying to kill American troops. Well, now that we're learning more about it, the intelligence was very, very suspicious. It was so suspicious, the people in the intelligence community didn't believe it had enough validity to even tell the president about it. They didn't think it had any validity whatsoever, so they decided not even to tell the president about it. And that was the press conference today. How could the president ignore this? Doesn't he care that American troops could have been killed? Doesn't this prove that he's in cooperation with the Russia? Just the beginning, folks. It's just the beginning. All right, let's move from that. This is a fascinating story for those of you who love Israel, as I do, and I think most of you do. There is a Messianic Jewish congregation, about 350 Messianic Jews, Jews who have taken Jesus Christ as their Savior. Well, they have been seeking a restraining order. This is in the city of Ashdod. They have been seeking a restraining order from a radical Jewish group that is Orthodox Jews that are, quote, an anti-missionary organization. Now, most of you understand there are about as many branches of Judaism as there are Baptists. You know, there's Southern Baptists, American Baptists, Conservative Baptists, General Association of Regular Baptists, Independent Baptists, you know, North American Baptist Association, Free Will Baptists. You know, there's hundreds of different flavors of Baptists. Well, there's probably just about that many flavors of Judaism. There are the ultra-conservative, the conservative, the liberal, the Hasidic, and so on. Some of the Orthodox are pretty radical, and they are very, very anti-Christian. They are. So this church in Ashdod, that's a big congregation in Israel, 350 people. That's a big, big, big congregation for Israel. They have been plagued by what has been called a persecution campaign by an ultra-Orthodox Jewish anti-missionary organization, Yad La'achim. The campaign, the pastor of the Christian church said, began in 2011 when a mass demonstration was organized and busloads of protesters demonstrated outside the church. The pastor said that some of the radical rabbis even encouraged further action against us. Quote, it has been 9 years of systematic oppression, harassment, outright persecution on many levels, fueled by a hate campaign led by the Orthodox Jewish group, where they have called time and time again for action against us, declaring their goal is to stop our work completely and drive us out of the city. Their systematic and targeted harassment has filtered down to many areas, affecting directly our congregation, ministry, and so forth. Well, finally, after all these years, they have found a judge who has issued a restraining order against this radical Jewish group and has basically said, stop harassing the Christians. Now, the only reason I bring this story to you is to help you understand Judaism is not monolithic. It has many shades, many flavors. Many of the Jewish groups are very, very friendly to Christians. Some of them are extremely antagonistic to Christians. I have never heard of any problems, particularly of American tourists being harassed by some of these radical Jewish groups. Never, ever, ever have I heard of that. But they are there. And even though so much of the Israeli economy is tourism, and much of that is American tourism, there are small bands of radical Jews who hate Christians. So again, just to kind of help you understand that Judaism is not one, shall we say. There are liberals, there are conservatives, there are radicals on the left, radicals on the right. Just like Christian or so-called Christian denominations in America and around the world. Anyway, this Messianic church in Ashdod has received a welcome restraining order, and hopefully they will be left alone.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. As of today, you can all go out and rip that front license plate off of your car. Yeah, you can. Beginning today, you only have to have a rear license plate. I don't know how this snuck by me. I knew this was being considered, but I did not know that the governor had signed it into law. Beginning today, you only need a rear license plate. The only time, the one and only time, I've been here in Central Ohio for 43 years. The one and only time I have ever been pulled over in Central Ohio, I think in my all my years of driving, let's see, if I had 4 or 5 tickets in 55 years of driving, I think. I don't know. I'd have to go back and think. I could count all the tickets I've ever had in my entire life on one hand. The only time I've ever been pulled over in Columbus was because of a front license plate. Yeah, I got pulled over for it. I didn't have the front license plate, and I don't think I got a ticket. I think I got a warning. I don't think I got a ticket. It was a long time ago. And it was on Tamarack Circle in North Columbus. That weird how I remember? It was. I could take you right to where I got pulled over. Tamarack Circle, policeman pulls me over, and I'm going, what did I do? And he says, you don't have a front license plate. I said, really? And honestly, I didn't know. It fell off or whatever. But anyway, you don't need a front license plate any longer in the state of Ohio. unless you're driving a farm tractor. If you're driving a farm tractor, then you have to have something on the front because you can't have it on the back. But anyway, commercial tractors, pardon me, not a farm tractor, forgive me, a commercial tractor like tractor trailer, then you must display the license plate on the front of the vehicle. So anyway, just so you know, I remember, and this is absolutely worthless information, but since Joy and I have been married, we've had a handful of brand new cars. We could count on one hand the number of brand new cars in 50 years of marriage. But one of those cars that the church where we were pastoring in Westerville purchased us a very, very nice car. And I absolutely love the front end of that car without a license plate. And I remember how it grieved me to mess up the beautiful front end of that car by putting a license plate on. But anyway, all right. TMI. No front license plate now. Well, you knew it was going to happen. Headline: Seattle police retake precinct in CHOP. Arrest multiple protesters following the mayor's orders. Mayor Jenny Durkin. Now, I don't need to go over all this. You remember when these armed insurgents took over a six-block area of Seattle, Mayor Jenny Durkin said, "It's wonderful. They're expressing their constitutional rights, and they're such wonderful people. They're having cookouts. They're showing movies at night, and we're going to have a summer of love." That was a direct quote. Until two things happened. Number one, those very same people came to her house. Then they were no longer peaceful, wonderful people having cookouts and showing movies. Now they were dangerous terrorists. And then number two, people started dying. Shootings, dying, people dying, and so forth. So yesterday and today, the Seattle police in body armor, because many of these wonderful, peaceful protesters were well armed, they have now taken back the city and the police precinct. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. The wonders of the left. Hey, folks, have a great, great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.